Hudson. Elsie actually lives right in Elton, but good morning to you, Elsie. How are you?
Hey, good morning. No, I appreciate you coming here, and it's a privilege to be here to talk with y'all.
Yeah, I live just south of the square in Elton. You know everything going on in that community, but a big part of what's going on here. So tell us, how's the year going for you guys at H&R?
Well, it's going, I guess, but yeah, corn prices bean prices could be better, but it's rolling along for sure. We could use some rain for those late beans there, but some of the beans are actually coming up now, and we were talking earlier just about the dust clouds and everything, and right there in Elkton, even right behind, or going down south Main. I took a detour the other day because they were thrashing right there behind,
right
off the road there, and I took a detour just to get out of the dust because it was so bad. Yeah,
yeah, the dust from that, and a lot of people put lime down fields too, and the cloud of lime. But you know, it's that time of year. Farmers are working through harvest, and what are you hearing from your farmers, Elsie? Everybody going pretty good this year on the corn harvest?
Yeah, I mean, I actually had some good yields in corn and such, it's going pretty good. And I've not heard horror stories of the beans so far, but of course we've not gotten into the late crop either, so yeah, we'll see how it goes, but so far so good, I guess.
Yeah, full season beans are a little, I've heard people saying they're doing pretty good, so that's for sure. So let's talk about what you guys are doing at H&R. Obviously, you know, I've always heard Mr. Wayne say that you kind of ride the roller coaster of where the markets are going these days, and really the equipment business, but you guys got a lot of good equipment on the lot, and looking to help farmers finish out 2025 here.
We do have still a pretty good amount of equipment out here to sell, and we're even offering, depending on what you pick, 0% going on for quite a long time, actually, up to 18, 24 months on select combines. I mean, so, yeah, we still got some good deals going on, and equipment's moving. It's not moving like it has in the past, but I mean, I know times are tougher for everybody out there, and that goes for us, too. So it's just been, like you said, it's cyclical. Right. You can look at the statistics, and it always goes up and down. And we've had a few good years here leading up to this, and we just got to weather the storm, I guess.
That's right, weather the storm, get through it. Now, you guys, of course, not only Case IH, but a Kubota dealer as well, and you got a lot of orange out there on the lot in addition to the red.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We try to keep a good selection for everybody out there. That way we got something for everyone. Yeah. And, unfortunately, we don't have anything skid steer related or anything on the lot right now. We sold what we had. Well, I take that back. We got one back in the bullpen back there, but it is sold. We're get those in as well. But yeah, we got something for everybody. If we ain't got it here, we got 21 locations. We'll get you something.
you can find it somewhere, I guarantee, and have it here probably within a day or so. You guys are pretty quick about getting things that farmers need here, and that's one thing I think it's important to remember. You guys work hard. This company very much service driven. You at this location here in Russellville, just like everywhere else, very much service driven from the top down.
Service is our lifeblood, service and parts. If we ain't got that, there's the old saying that goes that a good salesman can sell something to anybody,
right?
But service and parts sells the next piece. And if you ain't got service and parts back behind you, that you can back up what you do and make sure that you can keep them up and going. I mean, you might as well just hang it up. And that's what we're built on. And that's, I truly believe it myself, that's the only way to stay alive and keep your head above water.
Yeah. I've been here 5 minutes. I saw a farmer going out the door. We had a big box of parts, and some of your crews out carrying another box. And of course, you know, it's a busy time for them because they're trying to, I guess maybe the perfect thing going on right now, they're trying to get the corn out of the field, and it's giving them plenty of opportunity, but no rain in the forecast. It's giving them plenty of opportunities, at least until maybe Sunday or Monday.
It has been drawn out a little bit this year. Right, yeah. I mean, meaning that they got out into the field and they're able to just keep running. Times past, we had rain coming in. They're trying to hurry up and get stuff done. And sometimes you got service calls late at night, but that's part of it too. And we're here for them, and we appreciate them. So, yeah, we want to do anything we can to keep them up and going.
You know, and part of that, Elsie, I think, is the safety aspect. And we want to remember safety. You guys are here to make sure farmers have the parts they need where when they're out there doing the work on the farm, whether it be on the combine, tractor, whatever the case may be, that they do it and have the equipment to make it safe and make it run like it's supposed to.
That's right. Yeah, it's we're constantly thinking about them, their safety, and we're thinking about our guys here and technicians back in the back, their safety as well, and making sure they got what they need to do the job efficiently and safely, and make sure that they're putting out equipment, or we put out equipment that is safe for the customer and just bystanders and anywhere. But yeah, that's what it's all about, keeping everybody healthy and safe.
And this is a year where a lot of dust out there because it is dry, and so farmers need to remember, when you're out in the field doing what you, whether it be on the combine, the tractor, or any of the equipment you work with, make sure you keep the dust off of the best you can before you start today. Yeah, obviously during the day you're going to get a lot of dust on there, but when you clean it off, gets much, it make it maybe lessens the chance of a fire on that combine or tractor too.
That's right. Yeah, it's always good practice at the end of the day to blow off your combine or whatever it is, because yes, like you said, it can build up in places that you don't want it to build up on. And if you can keep the big chunks of it out, you can do pretty good. But yeah, and being so dry, if it, you get a build up right next to the exhaust or something like that, it can catch fire. I mean, we've seen it many a times. We hate to see that it happens, but yeah, it's just good maintenance and good housekeeping to keep them blowed off and cleaned out and keep the bird nest out of them.
Talk to me a little bit about your service department here. How many folks you got working back in service who make sure farmers are taken care of in the field?
Oh, I think we got 12 back there now, including service office and personnel and everything. It's up to 15. But yeah, we keep a good rotation going of people going out into the field and everything, and sometimes bring them in or service them here or whatever needs to be done. But yeah, we got trucks going every which way on any given day, and sometimes we leave early and sometimes we stay late. That's just part of it, and that's what we're here for.
So farmers are working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day practically sometimes, or at least 18 or 16 or 18 hours a day. You guys are out there with them to make sure they have the parts and service they need to keep them in the field, and that's what's important.
That's right. And even sometimes just even phone calls, we get those and just try to help them to navigate or their screens or do anything that we can to help them get up and going. And field starts, we do those a lot as well, just to make sure their equipment's going to run efficiently and properly whenever they first get out into the field, to where all they got to do is pretty well just run it after that. So yeah, we send technicians out for that, and precision guys and all that, just making sure everything's top notch, so they have a easy, smooth experience for the season.
That's what you want there, LC, for sure. We're with LC Hudson and the folks at HR AgriPower in Russellville. National Farm Safety Week actually kicks off on Monday, but we're here celebrating a little early on WEKT Todd 1070 and 92.1 FM. WEKT